In our community and around the world today, there are many people living in poverty. As a strive to lessen these numbers, King's College is holding its annual Hunger for Justice Week, November 16th to the 22nd. Mara Madrofsky, the Community Outreach Coordinator in the Cheval Center, spoke about what this week is about.
It's Hunger for Justice Week, and it is a national event where we try to bring awareness of social injustice issues in your local community as well as across the nation.
Mara talks about the week of events and how students, faculty, and staff are eager to participate.
We have quite a few events. We have probably about 14 different events that are happening, starting on Sunday, November 16th, and going all the way through Saturday, November 22nd. In the past, and hopefully this year as well, it's probably one of the bigger weeks where we have volunteers come out from the student population and even the faculty and staff. I know everybody gets excited about the solidarity experience, which is the box in Monarch Court. And while you can't really see what it's actually like to be homeless, it at least shows our solidarity for the people that are homeless. Another big event is the CEO Thanksgiving food distribution, where we usually have a busload in the morning and in the afternoon, and again, gives you an opportunity to kind of see the need out there in the community.
The Cheval Center wants to make it known that there are people living in less than substantial circumstances. Mara talks about their goal for Hunger for Justice Week.
The goal is to have students and faculty and staff that are interested participate to learn a little bit about, you know, what it's like to be poor or homeless or not have everything that you know, maybe as a traditional student might have in life, and then to learn from it and hopefully use that knowledge to get more involved in the community, whether it's here in our local community or where you're from.
There is always a need for volunteers and helping those struggling in our local community with poverty and other burdens. Mara explains how you can help get involved.
There's always organizations that are contacting us to say that they have needs coming up, volunteer events, various activities. So there's things that come up all the time. We have a Facebook page where we post the information, a website, and anybody can always just stop in at the Cheval Center to see what's coming up.
It is easy to shadow out the burdens and struggles of others around you. However, there are always opportunities to help those in need. Anyone interested in volunteering is asked to stop by the Cheval Center and sign up today. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Sarah Cease.